I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 15th, 2020. Today marks the 5th anniversary of the first stable release of the Rust programming language. With its increasing maturity, it's now proving more popular than ever, and one of the biggest new releases this week was coded in Rust. The Deno project is spearheaded by original Node.js developer Ryan Dahl and provides a modern runtime for JavaScript and TypeScript outside of web browsers. The project aims to address some of the design decisions that Dahl now regrets making with Node, but isn't intended to be a direct drop-in replacement. While also based on the V8 engine, Deno currently only offers bare-bones NPM compatibility, but is already exciting a lot of interest in the developer community. The Maui project has released the first stable version of its toolkit, along with a set of rebuilt reference applications. As a KDE incubator project, Maui provides a modular front-end framework and is designed to be used to build cross-platform and convergent applications that work seamlessly across multiple different device form factors. Mozilla has decided to temporarily disable access to Lockwise using operating system passwords. The organization had added the feature to Firefox so that users who hadn't set a master password for Lockwise wouldn't be vulnerable to having their credentials exposed to anybody browsing using the same shared desktop account. However, telemetry results have shown that the feature was confusing to users without an OS-level password, and also didn't make it clear to others whether they should enter their Firefox or operating system password into the provided prompt. As a consequence, Mozilla is rolling out a hotfix to disable the functionality for the current stable and beta versions of Firefox, and aims to redesign the feature before reintroducing it with the release of Firefox 78. A new version of Phoenix has landed 5 years after the project unveiled its last release. The distribution aimed at system administrators pioneered the live CD approach that was later adopted by many in the community, and first appeared just over 20 years ago. To celebrate the anniversary, developer Ryan Finney has released a new version of the distribution, which integrates up-to-date technologies. Rebased to Debian Buster 10.4, Phoenix is now a 64-bit-only distribution, and brings support for UEFI and Secure Boot, along with a completely refreshed package list. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/157. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday.